poll, Republican Tom Barrett, Democrat Elissa Slotkin in virtual tie for Michigan's 7th District. By Jacob Bliss on November 3, 2022. Republican Tom Barrett is in a virtual tie with Democrat Representative Elissa Slotkin for Michigan's 7th Congressional District, according to a poll released on Thursday. A poll released Thursday from the Lansing-based Mitchell Research and Communications showed Barrett and Slotkin neck and neck in the poll, as the Republicans showed support from 48.4% of the respondents, compared to the 47.5% who supported Slotkin, with 4.1% undecided. The poll was taken on November 2, with 402 likely voters with a 4.89% margin of error and a 95% confidence level. The polling memo indicated that more of the candidates had solidified their base, with both receiving support from 89% of their respective parties. However, regarding independent respondents, Barrett led 48% to 45%. Additionally, regarding gender, Slotkin led with women voters, 54% to 43%, and Barrett led with men, 54% to 40%. The momentum in the race would seem to indicate that if Republicans turn out in high numbers next Tuesday, Barrett may win a very close race, Steve Mitchell, president of Mitchell Research, said. Midterm elections are bad for the party in the White House. In 5 days we will see if Representative Slotkin can survive the midterm election. In fact, on the momentum Mitchell noted, analysts from the University of Virginia's Center for Politics already predicted that the Republicans have a path to regaining the majority in the House, which is one of the reasons that national Republicans have been targeting Slotkin in this election. If the Republicans can successfully unseat at least five of the Democrats that they are targeting, like Slotkin, it will play a key role in helping out their larger goal of winning back a Republican majority and ousting Representative Nancy Pelosi, DCA, from her speakership. This midterm election will be the second time the Republicans attempt to take back the majority from the Democrats after losing it in 2018 for the first time in 8 years. In the 2020 election, the Republicans tried to take back the House but fell short, leaving the left with a tiny majority, something the establishment media said would not be possible, as it claimed the GOP would lose even more seats. For Republicans, winning the majority will require a net gain of only 5 seats in November, and much is on the line in both the House and the Senate, where they only need to net 1 seat. Republicans winning either one could mean the Democrats and President Joe Biden will have more difficulty passing their agenda before the next presidential election. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @JacobBliss.